Commissioner's Court today. We're going to start with our invocation, and I'm going to ask, is there someone here who would volunteer to ask a blessing upon our time today? Don't everybody get up all at the same time. Yes, Larry Forrester, would you do that? Let's all stand together.
Father God, we come to you humbly and so gratefully for who you are, your character, your attributes, your sovereignty, your grace, your mercy, and above all, your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that you guide and direct the men who serve on our county commissioners today. May this meeting be productive. May you be glorified by it. Pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. We say our pledges to the American flag and then to the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Judge, I see we have a distinguished guest today.
Evan?
Commissioner Walter Smith from Walter County.
Oh.
Commissioner, it's good to see you this morning.
Thank you for joining us today, Commissioner. All right, as we move forward on our agenda today, let the record reflect that Commissioner Riley is not with us today. We need a motion to approve the court agenda.
Second?
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. Proclamations and resolutions. Taylor Nichols.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. My name is Taylor Nichols. I'm the Recognition Coordinator for the Employees Committee. It is an honor today to present the October 2019 Employee of the Month. If I can have Montgomery County Sheriff's Office Lieutenant Ultimus come up, he's going to be presenting it today.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm proud to award the Employee of the Month to Deputy Cody McKee, who's here today. Cody, if you would come up.
I know it's difficult, but if you could speak into the mic for the record,
okay,
if you would, that'd be great. Thank
all right.
you. I want to give you all the presents you need.
I have some notes here. There's so many things that Cody's done over the last few years that warrant this award. On so many occasions, Cody's shown courage and sacrifice and compassion and given so much to the citizens of Montgomery County. In September of 2016, Cody was working an extra job when he observed a vehicle on the side of the road on fire. With disregard for his own safety, the vehicle was almost fully engulfed. He helped the adult female out of the vehicle. In June of 2019, most recently, Cody responded to a welfare check involving a three-month-old child. The child did not have a pulse. Cody immediately began CPR and regained a pulse on the child. The child's alive to this day because of Deputy Cody McKee. Although these incidents are a huge part of the job that a lot of deputies would do, Cody goes above and beyond, spends money out of his own pocket, buying hydraulic vehicle lifts and drills with multiple sockets, so when a call comes in for a citizen that needs help changing a tire, Cody can do it very quickly. He's the first one to be there when a citizen needs help. There's so many things that Cody does additionally above and beyond his normal job duties. He serves as a member of our crisis negotiations team where he's a gadget guy. He's big in technology, and he's one of a few people that knows how to work our negotiations van and all the technology that comes with it. If that's not enough, Cody also serves on our drone team, and this is all above and beyond his normal job duties. He's always the first one there to take an assignment when we need additional help with things. He always volunteers for anything that needs to be done, and I believe he deserves the Employee of the Month award, and he's very deserving of it. So I'd like to present that to you, and appreciate everything you do, Cody.
Congratulations, Cody.
Thank you.
Well done. Well done. Thank you.
Oh, that's your.
All right. Larry Forrester, if you'd come and do, give us your presentation on the Montgomery County Historical Commission.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
I'm here simply to recognize, really, the Commissioner's Court for what you have done and as a partner in our Montgomery County Historical Commission. Most people don't realize this, but the, for the benefit of the audience, our Historical Commission is one of the departments of the Montgomery County Commissioner's Court. We serve at your pleasure. We have a budgeted amount, and you've been very generous and supportive of us in the past. And that, along with all the other exciting things that are happening in Montgomery County, we have received this year, for the seventh year in a row, the Texas Historical Commission's Distinguished Service Award for a county in the state of Texas. So we're pleased with that. Thank you again for your support.
Larry, just before you, before you step down, I have an award, but I want to ask you a question for the benefit of all of us here, just in a few sentences, if you would. Tell us, why is it so important that we have our historical, historical commission?
In a county that's growing as fast as Montgomery County, with as many new people that are coming in, thousands, almost thousands every month, it real quickly, you lose the history, the sense of presence in the historical timeline of what we as a county and a state are all about. And our historical commission is designed to capture and to preserve and promote that history. It's a precious history. We're the third oldest county created by the Republic of Texas in 1837. And people that are coming to this county really are enjoying learning more about the community they live in. And this adds to the quality of life in Montgomery County.
Right. Larry, thank you so much. I have this here for you. I want to come and present it to you.
Thank you. And we have at least one of our members here, Maria Banos Jordan here. I'd like to have her up present. She is a member. We've got about 28 members that are active.
No, you.
And what this is, it's the Texas Historical Commission presents the 2018 Distinguished Service Award to Montgomery County Historical Commission in recognition of its active and well-balanced preservation program. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you, Jeff.
Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
All right. We move on in our agenda then today. Consider and approve Commissioner's Court minutes from regular session. Do I have a motion? Undated September 24th, 2019 is submitted. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Now, in our consent agenda today, before we get into it, we have some citizen comments. First is by Ray Russian. Ray, are you here? There we go. We have a, there's a 3 minutes that we speak, as you know.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I consulted with your county engineer, and he was able to answer a majority of my questions regarding that particular agenda item. I would therefore withdraw my request for comment on that at this time. However, request that during the public comment section of the meeting after executive session, I be awarded an extra minute to speak up to, not including.
We will get with you at the end of the session. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Linda Harper. Yes, Linda.
Good morning, Commissioners. On 9N3G, I could not make heads or tails or any of the plat maps or any of the maps that were submitted for the Harper's Preserve improvements. In a nutshell, I'd like to know what they're doing, because when I moved in there 2.5 years ago, everything was, the entrance and everything was identified, built, and beautiful. And I just wanted to find out what alterations they're going to do with the new HEB, I'm assuming, going in and the school in now and everything. And then for, I have another question that's not, two other questions that are on other numbers, not the nine numbers.
But they're on the consent agenda?
No, they're not on the consent.
Okay,
they're on the other part.
If you would indulge us.
Wait for those.
Yes,
okay,
we can wait until that opportunity comes up as we complete our time today.
Could my question be answered? Because I couldn't understand the maps or read the maps, you know, for their improvements.
We're not in a position here to answer that question today.
Okay.
However, if your commissioner is Commissioner
okay.
Metz.
Yes.
And he is, as you know, is a very reasonable guy and is working with many citizens. If you would address that question with him, he has
yes,
the details
sir.
For you. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda. We appreciate it so much. All right, as we move on into our consent agenda, are there any modifications that we want to make in it?
Judge, I move on the okay. agenda as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
No.
Motion carries. Thank you. If we move to our open agenda. Now, as we move to that agenda, there are two individuals. One individual is going to speak. One individual signed up. One individual is going to speak. Dale Inman. Is Dale Inman here today?
Looks
okay.
Like he's not here.
And there was a Jeff Devise. Jeff, are you going to speak?
No, I'm just here for the
question. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it so much. Then let's go ahead and move on with our agenda. The first is under the county judge, consider, discuss, and approve resolution creating the Montgomery County Ethics Commission. If you all remember, in the spring, we unanimously supported Senator Crichton, Will Metcalf, Cecil Bell Toth, in support of HB 1495, or the creating of the Montgomery County Ethics Commission. We named the bill, also, as you know, now the law, the J.D. Lambright Local Government Ethics Reform Act. So at this point, I'd like to, we know what it is, and I'd like to move forward on that. Do I have a motion to accept?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain, or somebody explain to us what the next steps are?
Yes.
I saw some on that resolution, but I understand that each member of the court will appoint someone. Can we just kind of go through
yes.
that and how the committee is going to be comprised and everything?
Yes, we can.
I thought we already appointed that committee.
This one takes over, I think.
New ethics.
Right. So the current ethics committee will stay in effect right now until we get the commission, if you so choose to enact one, up. And what this is doing today is a resolution in order to create the ethics committee under 161 of the Texas Local Government Code. And it's going to designate certain entities who are going to appoint to that commission, as well as the commissioner's court to appoint that commission. And this is setting out, the resolution order today is going to set out a timeline saying, okay, then on November 4th, you're going to bring all of your designees back so that the court can vote on them. On the 12th, they're going to approve the commission members. And then it's going to establish January 6th of 2020 as the first meeting of the Ethics Commission. After that commission is established, they'll go through the process of reviewing the current ethics code and adopting ethics policies, procedures, and enforcement consistent with what is in the law now. Does that make sense?
Well,
does the committee member, do the existing committee members need to change? Can they remain the same? Or?
So there are certain requirements under 161 of who is qualified to serve on the commission, and I don't know the current committee members, whether they meet those qualifications, but they don't necessarily need to change. But you add additional people because there's designated entities. For example, the Dispute Resolution Center, the Civil Service Commission, they all appoint nominees to this new commission.
Well, can we go through each entity that's going to, I want to know exactly everybody that is going to have a say on who's on this committee.
So, in according right now, the way under 161055, the Montgomery County Civil Service Commission, which you appoint, then they would appoint people to this ethics committee.
That group would come together and they would pick one of them.
And they would bring it to court and y'all would vote on them, making sure that they meet the qualifications under 161.
Did anybody ask these groups if that, I mean...
We haven't reached out to them yet because...
If they even want to do this?
Right. We have not reached out to them yet.
So this new law says they have to do this, but nobody even asked them if this is something that they want to be involved in.
If there are those who are not and don't want to be involved on that level, then we...
There's an alternate. That's right. You can find an alternate group.
For people. Oh, yeah.
There's a procedure for if the group declines to provide nominees for us to fill the commission with other groups that are similar type groups. Who are the members of the civil service?
How many members will be on the...
10.
10? Wow.
So there'll be 5 chosen from these elements, and then the court then is going to designate
them. That's 5.
And so do they have to have, like, a unanimous finding to bring charges against someone, or how does that work?
So they'll establish those procedures once the commission is established.
But a 10-person group could have a tie. Meeting.
I understand.
Tell me.
Okay, so the civil service, they get one. Who else?
The Montgomery County Bar Association, the Montgomery County Dispute Resolution Center, the Society for Human Resources Management for Montgomery County.
1-1-1. Okay, that's 4.
And it would be the Sheriff Civil Service, but we don't have a Sheriff Civil Service, so our Civil Service Commission would be responsible for providing 2 right now.
Okay, so they'll do 2. And then each member of the court gets 1?
Yes.
And that is the 10 people on the board?
Yes.
And how long do they serve?
So all of those are, again, in the rules adopted once the commission is there.
Does the county attorney's office walk them through the process of establishing their rules? And
So far, you have named us as the legal advisor to the Ethics Committee. We would undertake that role as the legal advisor to the Ethics Commission as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
And they have to have their certain qualifications?
There are certain qualifications. So a person must be 18 years old, must be a property taxpayer in the county, have resided in the county for 2 years immediately preceding the date in which the person's term will begin. So,
Linda.
And so what we want to do today is start the discussions with the designated entities to see if they're even interested in participating in making these nominations, and also start the timeline to get those nominations back.
What is the timeline?
So the initial one everybody would bring their nominations from the designees as well as from the court back on November the 4th. And then we would consider and appoint on November the 12th. And then the first meeting of the commission would be January 6th of 2020.
So,
and this is all up to you. This is set by the court. You can change those dates if you'd like.
I'm just trying to figure out. It's hard to ask somebody to be on a committee when we don't know how long they're going to serve, how often they're going to meet. I mean, what do we have anything that we can lure these people with? Because, as you know, it's hard to find people that want to be on committees.
Getting harder and harder.
Much less.
So the members of the commission serve 2-year terms.
Oh, okay. 2-year term.
Mm-hmm.
How often do they meet?
They meet on a regular basis under the law.
Well, or as there is a need.
Right.
Which
meeting
our current ethics.
Right.
They never met, I don't think, right?
So
there hasn't been a need.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yes, now you do have a citizen that wanted to speak on this issue. And forgive me, I should have done this at the very beginning, but Linda, if you would come and share with us, if you would, please.
Thank you. That was one of the items that I was asking about earlier.
I'm sorry.
Number 11A.
I apologize.
And my question is, before you vote, is there a way that we could get a public member on this commission? When I went through the website, it looked like everybody was having jobs in other departments. My question is, can a public member citizen be on this commission? Thank you. And then I have a number 22 question, too, but I guess I'll wait for
that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Well,
we have a motion to move forward.
Yes, move. I would encourage any Precinct 3 citizen that's interested in being on this committee to contact Evan B. Song at my office.
Thank you, Commissioner Nowak. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
BD,
Judge, thanks for putting it on the agenda.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir. And thank you, Linda, for your comments. Okay, look, consider and discuss and approve the funding, second item under County Judge, for the purchase of 1,500 tons of riprap, 2,000 tons of crushed concrete, an amount not to exceed $110,000 for Precinct 4 as a result of road damages from Tropical Storm Imelda. Commissioner Metz, would you like to share a few things about that with us?
I do. I have questions that, as I discussed before, I was a little bit reluctant. I'm not a guy that likes to ask for help. We like to take care of things on our own. But after talking to Darren Hess this morning, just the infrastructure alone, I don't have a final total, but we're around $15 million just in roads and bridges right now. So, and part of what I wanted to do relies on whether we get a disaster declaration on the public portion,
right,
of Imelda, and we don't have that yet, is my understanding. So
we don't. We have the presidential approval on the individual.
I don't want to put an undue burden on the people in Precinct 4 or the taxpayers. So I asked this question: What did you do in Harvey? What did the court do? That was more of a widespread situation in Harvey. This Imelda mainly affects Precinct 4.
Right. As we get into that, just so we know, I spoke with Chief Kidd at length about this issue, and also with the with TxDOT. TxDOT, what has given us 4,000 tons of crushed asphalt that you already have to work with.
We have that.
And then we were authorized to move forward on the stabilized sand, of which you, if you haven't got it yet, you should be getting that. So these last two items were part of the four items. And the guys at the Texas Emergency Management, they're not in a position to help us on this.
Right.
We've talked with them. I mean, it's just gone right to the head people.
I'm going to probably need that and more.
If you need extra, let me know. We'll help. We'll haul. We'll do whatever you need.
Yeah, and I said the same thing. We've got some.
Yeah, let us know.
I'm not going to be able to. Certainly $15 million. I'm not even going to be able. I don't even have the money to do the 25% match, which is $3.7 million, to deal with this.
Chief, I cannot commit them. We don't know how things always go, but he did say that when we have the individual payments out that are going to be coming out on a presidential approval, that we don't have to go through the same process to get the infrastructure. He said we have met the criteria.
Right.
So at this point, we're waiting. It could go either way. There's no promises either way. But we have to do something, and we have to fix your roads. If we have another situation, as you and I talked about, that like we had, where you have this type of burst of rain within 24, 48 hours, without these basic things being fixed, we're going to have a major problem on our hands over there.
All right.
Is that a fair statement?
It is. I need the help. I just didn't want to be a burden. So
This is a contingency item. Do we have this in contingency to cover this? Well, that's the funding source for my use. Commissioner Nowak?
Commissioner Metz asked a question, and I called Commissioner Metz about this item because I was confused, because we just set our budgets, and each of us have about $9 million. We absolutely would have the money in our budget for $110,000 at this point. And I know when you asked what happened with Harvey, when Sawdust Bridge was damaged, it came right out of my budget to get that fixed. That's typically what happens. And if you get down towards the end of the road and you need additional monies, I mean, I think the court's happy to help at any time, but I mean, this is the first quarter of the first budget when very little money has been expended. I would think that your current budget would be able to support that until something came up to where you had a shortfall. And, I mean, it's just kind of how we've always handled that.
Yeah, and I'll help.
Would we be able to get reimbursed for that if they do the declaration?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
yes.
At a later date, if you need it.
Why don't we just defer this then until we see what happens there?
And if you need the money, you need the money. I mean, your roads are going to get built for sure.
We'll haul you some crutches. Let me know.
You guys have always been supportive of everybody on the court of Precinct 4. We've kind of had a tough go of it over there. No complaints. That's the way it falls. It could have happened to either of you guys.
For sure.
And I want to be supportive as well. But I appreciate it, Joe. I'd like
to move to defer it.
Until the next right. court meeting, and hopefully by then we'll
see what happens. See if we get the declaration.
We'll get
great, excellent. Okay, thank you.
We'll
go ahead and defer that. All right, County Auditor Rakesh.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rakesh.
Item 12A, consider and approve payment of accounts.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Rakesh.
Thank you.
Rebecca Grants.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Consider and approve the fiscal year 2020 North Montgomery County Recycle Center Solid Waste Management Grant application to HDAC in the amount of $65,513 with an in-kind match of $15,171 from Commissioner Precinct 1's budget. Please authorize Rebecca Ansley to submit grant electronically on behalf of Montgomery County.
I move, but on the agenda it says $68,513.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. $68,513. Yes, sir.
I move.
Excuse me.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.
On this particular item here, Commissioner Metz, since we have deferred your item, we should defer this as well?
No, sir.
Or should we go ahead and do it? Okay,
no,
go ahead. All right. Purchasing. Gilbert?
Yes, sir. This is an exemption that we're asking the court to grant so that we can buy road materials for Commissioner Precinct 4 because of this damage to public property, and we've put a not-to-exceed amount of $200,000 on it. This would allow us to buy materials that aren't currently on contract if we have to go outside of contract.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Right.
Thank you, Gilbert.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much.
Is there nothing in local government code that allows that to happen without coming to court first when there's an emergency? I mean, if you have a road that's damaged and you need a material that you don't have on your
right,
your,
we would go buy it and I would bring it back to ratify
okay,
it.
Okay, so we can get it done no matter what. You
right.
don't have to sit around waiting.
Right, and I just thought we could do this now so we wouldn't have to ratify any action.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Gilbert. Precinct 4, County Attorney, Precinct 4.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Good morning.
Item 15A is to consider and take appropriate action on a proposed agreement for the financing and construction of road improvement by and between Montgomery County, Texas and Montgomery County Municipal Utility District Number 164. This is a development agreement pursuant to Chapter 381 of the Local Government Code. It's proposed between Montgomery County and Montgomery County Municipal District Number 164. This is where the developer or the MUD builds the infrastructure, advances the money, and then gets reimbursed up to a maximum amount out of the increase in the ad valorem taxes that are generated above the base amount at a percentage of M&O. Debt service is not affected, and it's a percentage of M&O. This one is a 75% of M&O over the base value. The total estimated maximum cost for road cost is $10,635,033. Includes traffic signals, left and right turn lanes off 3083, collector roads, bridge crossings, and then the other soft costs that are contingent to that. It relates to the Granger Pines development in Precinct 4.
I move.
And the representative is here for any other discussion or any other questions.
And that's
all right, thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
I move.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, BG. At this time, we're going to recess Montgomery County Commissioner's Court and convene a public hearing. We're going to start with Precinct 1. Are there any citizens at this time who would like to make any comments on these items?
Do you want me to read this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Consider and approve posting a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit on Long Street Road from I-45 Southbound Service Road to Snow Lane.
Sure. Anybody here this morning would like to discuss this item? I believe it is, Judge.
Okay. Amy, Precinct 2.
Precinct 2. Consider and approve changing the street name Black Oak Drive to Black Oak Lane in Valleywood Acres Subdivision. Is anybody here to speak about that? Item B2. Consider the partial revision of Wood Forest Central Pine Street Extension to be known as Wood Forest Section 76. The purpose of this replat is for pavement revision and to create a roundabout on the northerly end of Central Pine Street. We did receive a no objection letter from the HOA POA, and we've received no comments or other notification letters. Anybody here to speak on that one?
All right. Precinct 4.
Consider approved posting 30-mile-an-hour speed limit on roads in Heritage Oak Subdivision. Is there anyone here like to comment or discuss that?
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. All right, we'll reconvene our court and take appropriate action. And Amy, help me here. We would consider and approve the 50-mile-per-hour speed limit, Precinct 1.
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have on number 2 of Precinct 2, it says consider the partial revision. Or was that a consider and approve, or we left the approve out?
We don't approve in the public hearing, so it's down on number 17A is where we'll do
okay,
that.
Consider approve so the final. Okay.
We'll go ahead and do approve the changing of the street name on B1 for.
Oh.
Can we have a motion on that one?
Move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And then consider and approve the, on this item, Precinct 2 as well, consider and approve the final plat of Wood Forest.
Yes.
Section 76. Move. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And now item C, the posting of the 30-minute.
30-mile-per-hour speed. Mm-hmm. We have a motion to approve the 30-mile-per-hour speed limit on roads in Heritage Oaks.
Move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
Is that how they're always listed, or don't we normally come out of session and have them then listed the items that need to be?
No.
You can take them all at once, and that's what we usually do. We say all the items from the public hearings and approve them, or you can do it one by one through the motion in case there's someone who wants to vote differently on one of them.
Got it.
Either which is fine.
Okay.
Thank you. We have already accomplished item 17, number 18, executive session. The court will recess for executive session pursuant to one or more of the following provisions of the Texas Government Code, to wit, Chapter 551, Subchapter D. Articles 551.071, 551.072. Thank you, and we will return.
Tim Stewart.
Let's resume court on the regular agenda. We're going to take action on the following. Approve the resolution orders for items 18.
Jason did that.
Thank you. You can all hear me now, right?
Yeah. Turn it back off.
We can do that. All right. We are going to move on matters from executive session. Approve the resolution and orders for items 18C and D to engage outside counsel due to potential conflicts of interest in the legal representation. Do we have a motion to that effect?
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. At this time, we have made it through the majority of our agenda as it relates to items, but are going to have our citizens now come and speak to us concerning items that are not necessarily on the agenda, but items that they want to talk to us about. So at this time, we have Elizabeth Guide, who would come first. And again, we have 3 minutes for everyone.
Yes, sir. My name is Elizabeth Guide. I am on the Elm Grove Board, Homeowners Board, and I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in Kingwood and let you guys know that I kind of need your help before we all drown in our beds. That might sound like hyperbole on my part, but we need some sequencing, and we need you guys to consider possibly setting forth an order that when you allow somebody to start a new subdivision or a new area, that the drainage and the floodplain and the water distribution be handled first and foremost. Had that been done in my circumstance with this piece of property, this 300 acres that was clear cut with no flood plans put in place immediately, I wouldn't have had 200 homes flood the first time. I wouldn't have had 500 homes flood a second time. And I wouldn't be running a soup kitchen out of my community association pool area because we have no help and nobody to come and help us. So you guys are the, I know I'm not your direct constituent. I do shop in Montgomery County. I contribute to its economic development. We're a member of the Woodlands Chamber of Commerce, so we've always had a good relationship with Montgomery County. I need Montgomery County to figure out a way that you can balance the private property rights versus the people that live in the communities as you're working through your economic development and put together a sensible, I call it sequencing because I'm not an engineer and I don't know all the right words. But it just would seem to me that if I'm going to clear cut something, I better put something in place that stops flooding from happening first before I start just making dirt piles. And I mean, just there was a 25-foot dirt pile out the back of my subdivision at one point. So they made dirt piles, they elevated dirt piles. I also understand that you guys don't have to be responsible as what's called an MS4, which is what Harris County has to be. There's certain flood requirements in Harris County that you guys don't have. And I'm not asking you to adopt those type plans, but I am asking you maybe to look at what has to be done in Harris County and how you guys can maybe take the good that's there and not over-encumber business, but on the other side, work to protect the people. I had one gentleman that's handicapped, and he basically said had he would have been home, he would have been drowned in his house in the middle of Imelda. And I don't think any homeowner should ever have to fear drowning on the inside of their house. That should never be a real concern inside the United States of America. And unfortunately, that's where the residents of Elm Grove are at this point. So that's what I'd like to say. I just think you're the guys that need to figure out how to address all that and see what you can do to help us so that we'd like to keep shopping in Montgomery County as opposed to anything else. So,
thank you, Elizabeth.
Do you have any questions? Not at this time?
Not at this time.
All right.
Thank you very much.
So much.
Thank
you for letting me speak today. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Richard Abram. Richard?
Good morning. Thank you, Judge.
Good morning.
I'm just a common man. I live in Kingwood, Elm Grove, adjacent to the subdivision that's been built by Perry Homes. I chose to live in Kingwood to raise my family there. It's a very nice place to live. Since Perry Homes did their clear cut, we've been flooded twice. I'm in fear that any significant rain we get is going to happen again. I'm 64 years old. This has affected me mentally, physically, and financially. I know it's not directly your fault, but the property lies in Montgomery County. And to me, it seems like if you're going to build homes, that you should take in consideration your neighbors. And we are your neighbors. If I do something to my yard, I take in consideration my neighbor before I do it. How it's going to affect them. This has affected us greatly. I started the Saturday morning after the storm with trying to help people by getting donations and giving out supplies in my yard, my front yard. We have grown to go to the community center. We've helped families as far as Splendora, Cleveland, all the way to South Houston. It is tremendous because we're not getting any help. Something has to be done. Your fault, my fault, nobody's fault. We just need the problem fixed. And if there's anything that you can do to help that, it will be greatly appreciated. Although I shop in Montgomery County. I have family in Montgomery County, but I don't want Montgomery County's water in my garage. I don't want Montgomery County's silt in my garage. You can have it. We have enough. Don't need any more. This is getting completely out of hand. My neighborhood, my community is on the verge of becoming a ghost town because so many of us cannot afford to keep doing this. Kingwood has a reputation from those on the outside of being rich. No, we're hardworking stiffs. We're one disaster away from being homeless. Something has to be done. Thank you for giving me your time, and please, please, May God put it on your heart to do help do what you can to help us help us. Thank you.
Richard, thank you very much for coming and sharing with us today. Appreciate it. All right, Lori Betts.
Hello, I'm here representing the residents of White Oak Forest in Montgomery County. And basically, I'm just building upon what they're saying, because what we've seen is a lot of development along Ford Road and a lot of digging out of the drainage ditches on Ford Road, and it leads directly into our community. I think the idea is that'll go out to White Oak Creek. The problem is White Oak Creek hasn't been maintained. It hasn't been dug out or enlarged. And all the things feeding into White Oak Creek are flooding our community. Homes in the back of our community that historically never flooded are flooding. My home's in the front of the community. I'm getting all the water off of Ford Road directly onto my property. I have 2 acres. It was 5 feet deep on my 2 acres because it can't even get out to the creek. So we need for these businesses and all this new construction, like they said, to have some kind of idea of how we're going to move that water, move it either through our community and fix the creek. Something has to be done to get this water where it needs to go. And that's basically it.
All right. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate you coming and sharing that with us. All right, next, Dale Inman.
Gentlemen.
Good morning.
I just wanted to thank you so much for approving and accepting House Bill 1495. It was Agenda Item 11A, and it's an honor to speak today on behalf of that. It's also known as the J.D. Lambright Government and Ethics Reform Act. That was crafted by our very own Senator Brandon Creighton, Representative Steve Toth, and Representative Will Metcalf. So again, I just want to thank you so much for accepting that and for approving that. It brought strong bipartisanship in the House, and then I believe our state legislatures have led that at the state level, and it really is. I'm really thankful that our local people have advanced that as well. Montgomery County is the greatest county and the greatest state and the greatest country in the world. I truly believe that. Many of you, and maybe people in the room, have been around the world and visited many places. And of all the places we've gone to, we call Montgomery County our home. Having said that, Montgomery County continues to lead the way and raise the bar. I always want to say Judge Metz, Commissioner Metz, sorry. Commissioner Metz, thank you very much. I understand Commissioner Nowak voted as well, Judge. And, of course, my precinct, one chair, Commissioner Mike Metter, thank you very much, sir. God bless you. God bless Montgomery County.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. Alicia Shanahan.
Lisa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, thank you. I'm Lisa Shanahan, and my neighborhood is Woodstream Village, Kingwood. And we flooded on September 12th for the second time in 2 years. My husband drove around the community yesterday and counted 49 homes in our neighborhood that flooded this time based on the debris outside of their home as of yesterday. And I'm asking for your help after flooding 2 times. I live in fear knowing that my life savings is on the line when it rains. I'm here to ask for appropriate attention to permits for developers and adequate attention to sand mines and their destruction of the property and waterways. I want to know that when my twin daughters come home from college, they have a home to visit the next time. I'm asking for your help on the 2 issues, the developers, Perry Homes and Woodridge Forest, that do not retain their own water and therefore send it downstream to us, increasing my flooding worries, and the sand mines whose dikes breach repeatedly. Triple PG sand mines on Huney Drive is plugging up Caney Creek and the East Fork, which backs up water into my neighborhood. I'm part of the White Oak Creek that was spoke of before as well. And the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Attorney General on Mine Safety and Health Admissions are all investigating this mine in question for repeated violations. They have at least 8 documented breaches after Imelda. They've been cited for 16 safety violations by the TCEQ and the MSHA in the last 2 years. The AG is now investigating criminal charges against the owners, and I ask for your help in shutting the mines down. We feel like they're bad actors giving a bad name and that you don't deserve to have them do business in Montgomery County. So I'm just here on behalf of Kingwood, Woodstream Village as well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
All right. Maria Banos Jordan.
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners. I am Maria Banos Jordan, and I'm the president and founder of the Texas Familias Council. It's a volunteer organization founded here in Montgomery County in 2011 to support the families and inspire inclusive communities. Our council consists of respected professionals from a cross-section of society. We focus on education and community development and track the progress of regional Latino Hispanic communities. All of our efforts are done pro bono at no cost to communities, and over the past several years, we have served thousands of residents striving for the American dream. Our mission is centered on the sanctity of family, and we see community as an extension of family. I wanted to share this mission with you and to give a voice to the many communities that I serve. Montgomery County's Latino community is young. Only in the past 30 years did this county begin to see an emergence of the Latino population. The median age is under 35, and we are seeing the third generation born and being raised in the county today. East Montgomery County has seen the most rapid growth over the past decade, and Ukaney ISD is now almost 60% Latino. It is a vibrant community with a strong drive to progress and provide a better future for their young. Many of our first generation residents do struggle as they are adapting to our culture, language, and challenges of economic disadvantage. But there is a strong spirit, value of entrepreneurship, and a significant population of accomplished professionals. When disaster strikes, it's imperative to me and all community organizations that we reach out to young communities and provide direction and support. Since 2008, I've worked through three major disasters in this county, and I try to open pipelines of communication, but I need the help of county offices by providing updates in Spanish to more quickly reach our vulnerable families. I've personally been out in East Montgomery County over the past 2 weeks helping those families. Our region continues to grow. Workers are essential. Our aging population requires more and more support, and our local leadership is key to the success of our young that need a connection to our larger community. Your awareness and support of this young population is key to our county's success across cultures, so that we can build a common vision together. We are in the middle of National Hispanic Heritage Month, and I honor all the precious people that have proudly contributed to building a strong Texas and nation. As a native Texan and daughter of a Cuban refugee and immigrant Mexican mother, and above all, as a woman of faith, I consider it a blessing to serve. And I wanted to let you know that I and others continue to labor daily for communities that are sometimes forgotten and often misunderstood. I wanted to let you know that some of us see this work as a priority, and so much so that we give our own resources to it. We believe it's only through the loving contributions of our children's minds and hearts that we will fulfill our country's original vision, and every child in our community is our child to love, guide, and inspire. So thank you for your time and your support.
Maria, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Lindsay Holt.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
My name is Lindsay Holt, and I live in Oakley Addition on Gale Street in East County. I have lived there for 43 years. During this time, we've had rains that caused a little street surface flooding over the culverts at Laurel Lane and Gale. With heavier rains, the water comes up on Gale a little but drains quickly. In the past several years, there have been several bad storms that have caused flooding, but no water has ever reached my house until September 19th. The water got to the top of my slab, almost to the weep holes. Fortunately, we were spared when the rain slacked up enough to allow the waters to recede. My neighbor on the corner of Laura and Gale were not so lucky. They have flooded three times since Hurricane Harvey. After the May 7th flood, I put in an online order to get our ditches dredged. A few weeks later, I called Precinct 4 to see where we were at on the work order list and was told that it was over 200 on the list ahead of us. I called back a few weeks later, and they said they couldn't tell me because they had stopped dredging to do road repairs. I tried to make an appointment to speak with Commissioner Metz, but but was that was a dead end. Each time it rains, like it did on May and September, the water gets closer and closer to getting into my house. It's just a matter of time if something isn't done about the serious drainage problems we're beginning to have. I live just around the corner from the construction of 99 Toll Road, which I believe is a major cause of drainage problems, along with some other construction in the area. The county needs to come up with an aggressive drainage program, which I believe could help considerably in the county. Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. We appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us. All right, Tommy Baker. Mr. Baker, are you here? Okay. Kenneth Matthews.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for your time.
Good morning.
My name is Ken Matthews. I'm a resident of Elm Grove in Kingwood, Texas. I believe you gentlemen are all aware of our situation, so I'll cut the chase here. We need your help. I believe we need your help. A couple of things real fast here. What are you guys going to do? What can you do to help us fix what we believe are some problems in our neighborhood that are being caused by some potential, maybe bad actors working in your area of the woods? Who has the ability to pull a permit for Woodridge Village development? Red tag it? Is that the right word for the? I'm an engineer, a mechanical engineer, so I don't know the language here, but what can you guys do to help us here? So, Mr. James, are you a person who can help us with that situation?
Well, we're in this public discussion, because it's not a noticed issue.
Okay.
It's not an open meeting.
Yes, sir.
So we're listening?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We're hearing your questions. And to continue with those, to talk on a personal basis, if you'd like to talk with your commissioner Metz, he's available.
Wonderful.
But as far as the court is concerned, we've gone about as far as we can go on it. But so you know, we are listening.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right.
Where do I need to take this next to get the next step here?
Well, what we need to do, just if you'll, right after we're done here.
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Metz, if he can just share with you where some direction and what we need to do, because again, we are bound legally that we cannot address these issues openly in court like this. They're not noticed to the public.
Okay.
So all I can do is direct you to your commissioner at this point. All right. I know that may not be satisfactory, but that's just how it is. And I thank you for working with us.
You do understand that's, We understand this is not satisfactory, and we're trying to work to a solution to fix this problem.
Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us.
So, do you mind taking some time after this meeting to meet with me, sir?
I'll take a few minutes with you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much. Are there any other comments, miscellaneous comments? Yes.
I did write this on my comment card out in front, but I would like to speak on the tax abatements. I know you can't respond to me, but I'd like to spend my 3 minutes saying encouraging. It's on the page 11, 22, B, C, and D. I would just like to say no. Please vote no on these tax abatements, these tax breaks for these big private corporations. My tabulation is around $72 million that these three private companies are investing in their own companies, and I would like not to have the tax burden on the private citizen taxpayer. I think that these private companies should bear their own burden for their own companies, and I know there's no action being taken on them, but I would like to encourage you to vote no to give these companies tax breaks. $72 million is a lot of money. And Home Depot is one of them. VDXL is another. And the next one is Levitated Metals Holdings. The write-up, it just tells the general area where these companies are going to build and expand their companies. But, I don't know specifically where they're going to be. there's a lot of growth occurring in our area, and these are all industrial type companies, and please don't make the individual homeowners, individual taxpayers in our county bear a big burden when $72 million these companies can pay their own taxes. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else who would like to? Yes. Yes.
My name is Eric Yalick. I live in Precinct 3. Just want to briefly say, I think I feel comfortable enough to say this because I spoke with him about this issue on January the 19th. I think J.D. Lambright would be very appreciative of what this Commissioner's Court did today in opting into House Bill 1495 and the Ethics Commission provision of it. That's a project that a lot of people in our community worked on, and I heard Dale Inman make some comments about Senator Creighton and Representative Toth. You, Judge Keogh, went to Austin to testify for that bill. I know our county attorney, B.D. Griffin, testified about it. We had several private citizens who went to Austin as well to speak to the County Affairs Committee in the House, and I think the State Affairs Committee in the Senate. It really was a community effort, but y'all have shown great leadership on this issue, and it is something that as a community we should all be proud of. As some of you know, I've been working on issues with respect to spending and ethics now for about 3.5 years in Montgomery County, and I really truly believe that we are an exemplary group of people, the 600,000 people who live in this community, and you are our leadership. And the reality is that the better we do, the more likelihood it is that we can export to other communities what we have accomplished here. And I think that what y'all did today is an important act and an important step in the right direction. I want to thank each of the three of you and Commissioner Nowak for taking this action today. Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you for those comments. Yes. Ray Russian.
Your Honor, it's actually Rains Russian.
Rains Russian?
Unironically, yes. My name is Rains Russian. I'm a resident of the Elm Grove subdivision in Kingwood, and I come today to speak on a number of points. And while this court, Commissioner's Court, has been adjourned, I would request an opinion of the county attorney regarding recently passed Senate Bill 339, which went into effect September 1st, regarding public comment and public response during open meetings in the state of Texas. Could I have an interpretation on that law as it pertains to this particular open meeting as to whether or not commissioners or judges could be compelled to respond to questions from citizens?
At this point, it is not a noticed item. It's not on the agenda. You had asked to be able to speak at the end, if you would, and we are not in a position at this point to answer that question for you. That's the best I can say. But that does not mean that it is not answerable and that it can't be addressed. We just can't do it here right now.
Understood, Your Honor. Thank you for the consideration of it. I have a few more points I'd like to read into the record. Commissioner Metz. On August 25th, you told the Concerned Citizens of Montgomery County Group that drainage is the top priority for your office. You mentioned a woman who had a flooding problem for 38 years, solved it in a day and a half. That's commendable. Your commitment to drainage, heck, your commitment to road work in Precinct 4 is extremely commendable. Everybody knows that if you want economic development, the first thing you have to have is infrastructure. Commissioner Metz, you have done an admirable job in laying that groundwork.
Thank you.
However, the continued economic development of Montgomery County is a big goal. It's something this county's got to grow. It's growing fast already. Sequencing or the timetable of events is not part of your permitting process. After I talked to your county engineer this morning, he informed me that it's not part of any county's permitting process in any county in Texas. That, however, is incorrect. Harris County uses it, and most importantly, Williamson County, Texas, uses it. Williamson County, Texas, just north of Austin, is the fastest, if not, it's one of the fastest, if not the fastest and most diverse economic growth areas in the state. They have an Apple campus coming in. They've had hundreds of millions of dollars in investment since they formed an economic development partnership back in 2015. A decade ago, they laid out a county road plan for infrastructure to provide for extensive development, and they did it the right way. However, the little city of Taylor, just up from Austin, near Round Rock, because of some of that development, has been flooding in a municipal experienced extensive municipal flooding. The county commission and the county engineers of Williamson County, Texas, have taken action to help prevent that. My question to you, which I guess is just a form of a statement, what action will you take in a day and a half to stop Elm Grove from flooding again? A performance bond was posted by the developers of the Woodridge Village site. I've been told you can't pull a performance bond and complete the work because they haven't done anything wrong. However, I would call your attention to the general construction notes on plans approved not just by LJA and the City of Houston, but by you as well. Item number 5 states that adequate drainage shall be maintained at all times during construction. And anything disturbed shall be returned to its existing condition or better for drainage. It also notes in item number 26 that all construction will be monitored by a professional engineer to ensure compliance with plans and specifications. In the permit notes, number 1, the contractor is to obtain all permits for floodplain prior to construction. All 3 of those items on a set of plans approved by Montgomery County have not been met by the developer. Why does this not constitute a case where Montgomery County can finish the work even in a day and a half? If it can be done, it should be done. How does this not constitute enough grounds to pull the performance bond, complete the work, and reimburse the county for that work through said performance bond? If that's not the case, why are they putting up performance bonds? I realize it didn't directly impact 2 or 3 citizens in Montgomery County, but I think you'll find over time that it still will. But it's definitely impacting people just across the county line, people like my neighbors who flooded twice and get shakes every time it rains now.
Rains, we appreciate what you're saying. We do very much appreciate you being here to share this with us. We are listening to you. But we have time constraints. And at this point, we have exhausted that time and have gone significantly over it, and for your behalf and for the benefit of everybody who is here. So we thank you for being here today and sharing this with us.
Thank you for the consideration.
Yes, sir.
Judge, commissioners.
Thank you.
Appreciate it so much. Is there anyone else who would like to share with us today? If there is not, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very much. That concludes our time. All right.